Several Lutheran commentators suggest that St. John's words written in the book of Revelations apply to Martin Luther. The prophecies of that book have come to pass, with the exception of the final judgment, hence the thought that the universal proclamation of the truth of the gospel now remains unfettered. Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead, with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water." Martin Luther is an example for all Christians. When confronted with the demand that he compromise his doctrine, his understanding of the truth of the Bible, he retorted, "Unless I can be instructed and convinced from the Holy Scriptures, or with open, clear, and distinct grounds and reasoning, and my conscience is captive to the Word of God, then I cannot and I will not recant, because it is neither safe nor wise to act against conscience. Here I stand, I can do no other. God help me. Amen." May our Lord grant that each Christian take a clear and firm stand on the truth of the gospel, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to pay the price of our sin. Where there is a forgiveness of sins, there is eternal life. May you have a blessed Reformation Day, knowing that you are saved from sin and death by Christ Jesus alone. Amen.